WRRI, Public Radio International.
Sing along with Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. It's a grand march and a Valkyrie's ride, celebrating Verdi and Wagner, born in the year 1813. With the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh, Simona Sachurova, soprano, and Greg Baker, baritone. Conducted by the music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Manfred Honeck. Jim Cunningham with you. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony and the listeners of WQED-FM, Pittsburgh. For many seasons, the Pittsburgh Symphony played as the orchestra in the pit for the productions of Pittsburgh Opera. In 1987, when Pittsburgh Opera moved from Heinz Hall to their own opera house, the Stanley Theater, now the Benedum Center, Pittsburgh Opera founded the Pittsburgh Opera Orchestra. The two concert halls are just a block apart in downtown Pittsburgh, but collaboration is rare. Former Pittsburgh Symphony music director Lauren Mazel conducted Fidelio more than two decades ago. Manfred Honeck thought there should be more work together. Manfred Honeck is delighted to host his colleague from the Cultural District, Christopher Hahn.
Christopher is a great friend of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, and he's the director of the Pittsburgh Opera, and so excited that he guides the audience through this program, and I'm sure he has a lot to tell about the pieces and about the composers. Mm-hmm. But the music itself is so touching, so emotional, sometimes dramatic. I think it will be a very fiery, very emotional evening.
Here is Manfred Honeck, the music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony, to begin with the prelude to Act 3 of Lohengrin by Richard Wagner.
Thank you.
You heard the prelude to Act 3 of Lohengrin by Richard Wagner. Joining the Pittsburgh Symphony and Manfred Honeck on stage to introduce Elsa's Dream and Procession to the Cathedral from Lohengrin, the General Director of Pittsburgh Opera, Christopher Hahn.
We come together today to celebrate the 200th birthday of two towering musical geniuses of the 19th century, Richard Wagner and Giuseppe Verdi. Much has been written about each man and his work, but very little about the two together until recently, and I quote, "They were born in the same year, but at opposite ends of Europe. Verdi, the melodist, gave voice to the passion and sensuality of Italy. Wagner, the harmonist, articulated the more metaphysical dream life of Germany. Their achievements were comparable, but Verdi thought of art as a comfort to mankind, while it pleased Wagner to believe that the nervous intensity of his operas might drive listeners mad. Is it impossible, therefore, to love them both?" Wagner didn't have much to say about Verdi, but for a man who was clearly self-obsessed, that does not come as much of a surprise. Verdi, on the other hand, called Tristan und Isolde one of the greatest creations of the human spirit. Of his rival's life, however, he said, "The great Wagner left much evil in his wake." We can and should struggle with the distinction between the man and his work, but when we hear the sonorous beauties of Wagner's writing, we are in awe. Soprano Simona Satorova will now sing Elsa's Dream from Lohengrin, in which the young Elsa stands falsely accused of murdering her brother. Before the king and court, she recalls a dream in which a knight in shining armor, it always seems to have to be shining, appears to defend her honor. This is Lohengrin, the son of Parsifal, and we immediately realize that we are deeply immersed in the medieval stories of King Arthur and the Holy Grail, one of Wagner's greatest inspirations. The Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh then leads us into Elsa's wedding with a chorus that resonates with graceful ceremony. Thank you.
We heard the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh singing Elsa's Procession to the Cathedral. The Pittsburgh Symphony was conducted by Manfred Honeck. Music by Richard Wagner from his opera Lohengrin. Soprano Simona Shatorova sang Elsa's Dream, in which she dreams she has seen a knight. Soprano Simona Shatorova began her life in music studying the violin and listening to her sister's boyfriend sing.
I played violin, and my teacher told me it's good that you can sing when you are studying on conservatorium and then on university, that you can sing too. And it's very good for phrase. So she decided that I will sing too. And then the second thing was that my sister's boyfriend at that time, he was opera student, and it's primary too. Lot. And then I decided to start to study opera, and I fall in love, and from this moment I'm lost.
This tribute to Wagner continues with Siegfried's funeral music from Götterdämmerung, The Twilight of the Gods. Manfred Honeck conducts the Pittsburgh Symphony. Here once again is Christopher Hahn.
Arguably, Wagner's greatest masterpiece was his Ring of the Nibelung, that epic saga across four operas with gods and mortals battling for power, symbolized by a ring forged from gold by the Rhine Maidens. For us, after the recent immersion we've all had in Tolkien's own epic, The Lord of the Rings, it all sounds strangely familiar, and not perhaps as galvanizing as it was when it was first performed in the theater built by Wagner in Bayreuth, specifically to showcase his new creation. Such was Wagner's absolutism that he originally intended the building to stand only for the first performance of the Ring cycle in 1876, after which, its sacred purpose fulfilled, it would be destroyed. Luckily for all of us, this did not happen. This last summer, I was privileged to hear Parsifal in the theater in Bayreuth, and I was once again overwhelmed by the extraordinary beauty of orchestral sound rising from beneath the stage, never overpowering the singers. Let us now listen to some of Wagner's greatest orchestral writing, the funeral march for Siegfried from the fourth and final of the Ring operas, Götterdämmerung, or The Twilight of the Gods, in which a sequence of motifs tells the story of Siegfried's life, ending like a great storm in the death motif, and finally that of his beloved Brunhilde. After that, we are swept into the mysterious northern seas of the Flying Dutchman, where the elements and the voices of sailors form a rousing bond.
Thank you.
Siegfried's funeral music from Goethe Dämmerung, Twilight of the Gods by Richard Wagner. Manfred Honeck conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Next, Wagner's Flying Dutchman, the Sailor's Chorus. The Chorus of the Norwegian Sailors from Die Fliegende Holländer, The Flying Dutchman by Richard Wagner, with the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh, prepared by Betsy Burley. The Pittsburgh Symphony was conducted by Manfred Honeck. Joining us for this Wagner Verdi Bicentennial Concert, Christopher Hahn, the General Director of the Pittsburgh Opera.
In Tannhäuser, Wagner once more returns to the realms of medieval literature and the story of an errant knight finding his way back to the feminine ideal of noble purity in the person of Elizabeth after some diversionary escapades. It is noteworthy that some of those escapades in the presence of Venus herself produces music of robust, rich vitality and interest, perhaps just a tad more interesting to the composer and the audience than it should be. We shouldn't forget that every piece was new once, and even the performers could struggle. The first Venus wrote to Wagner, "You are a man of genius, but you write such eccentric stuff that it is impossible to sing. A complaint no doubt echoed by generations of exasperated Wagnerian singers. However, in Tannhäuser, the poet Wolfram is given a sublimely simple aria, the Song to the Evening Star, which has become the national anthem of lyric baritones. Here to sing it is Greg Baker, and he is followed by another great chorus from the opera, The Entrance of the Guests into the Wartburg.
Scheinest du, o Lieblichkeit der Sterne, dein samtes Licht entsendest du der Ferne, die nächt'ge Dämmrung teilt dein Liebesstrahl.
Greg Baker made his Metropolitan Opera debut in 1985. He sang the song to the Evening Star from the opera Tannhäuser by Richard Wagner with Manfred Honeck and the Pittsburgh Symphony. More from Tannhäuser is next. The entrance of the guests into the Wartburg with the Mendelssohn Choir joining the Pittsburgh Symphony and Manfred Honeck.
Thank you.
The entrance of the guests into the Wartburg from Tannhäuser, the opera by Richard Wagner, with the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh and Manfred Honeck conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
You can imagine all the guests are expected to be into the Wartburg, and Wagner had this great idea just to compose it like a march and with a melodic element. It is really one of my favorites, actually, and I never thought that Tannhäuser could, especially this chorus, the whole opera is a little bit long, and but if you select some of these great moments in the operas, which we do also with the other pieces, I think it's just for me amazing.
You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio with a salute to Verdi and Wagner celebrating their 200 years. Both were born in the year 1813. We'll hear Giuseppe Verdi in the second half of this Pittsburgh Symphony broadcast. I'm Jim Cunningham. I'd love to hear from you, and I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh. It's the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light. You can also use it to find your keys in the dark at the door. Get one free while they last with the Radio Guide, a complete list of concerts in the series with a biography of Manfred Honeck and a Pittsburgh Symphony history. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. You can send email to pso@wqed.org or find us through the website at pittsburghsymphonyradio.org. Be sure to let me know what station you're listening to. If you miss the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of this tribute to Verdi and Wagner. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio from Public Radio International.